Lady. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his quest this year to visit every state he's not been to before is about building relationships, not politics, as some have suggested it might be. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the heart of Reading. 7 minutes after the hour, 7-530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's Carl and Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. As I was negotiating my way through the maze that Placer east of or west of Buenaventura has become.
Isn't that something?
I feel like you work your way through that, you deserve a piece of cheese.
Well, it's not only that, but yesterday it had a trench. It had to be at least 3 or 4 feet deep there, all the way down there. They got it dug and filled up in just that one day.
I feel sorry for the folks who have to commute in from Mary Lake and all that, because it's a mess there right now. It backs up clear past Benton if you're
at least there's no holes in the road.
Right, right. Well, that would be a good thing. Hey, sunny and hot today. It will be somewhere around 104 or 105. Ouch. Overnight low will be 66. It drops a good 10 degrees as we get into Wednesday under mostly sunny skies. The temperature drops even further as we head towards midweek, Thursday, 89. Starts warming up again on Friday and then back close to the century mark by Memorial Day. Right now in Reading, depending on who you ask, it's about 65 degrees. And we'll have a lake report later in the show. This is all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Locally owned business down in Anderson, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Well, you know, we're hitting the ground running today. And I just want to just go back just for a second for yesterday's show, though. The pitching guys, the pitching fanciers that were in here. That was really an interesting, I mean.
It was more interesting than you would expect.
I don't want to put any pressure on our next guest. Well, these guys are these racing pigeons.
Can you dudes coo?
They go, yeah, they go, they're racing from here in Reading to L.A., 500 miles. They average 50 miles per hour. They don't stop. And they've got little computer chips on their little legs. And they come like sliding in, you know, and these races are won by 3 or 4 seconds. I mean, it was something. Anyway, but this is going to be even better because I've got Captain George Peck, the Highway Patrol, right here, and Lieutenant Scott Fredericks. Yes, I got that one right. Frederick.
Scott Frederick.
Scott Frederick. Okay, and you two are here. Well, first of all, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your service here. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? People a lot of times don't say thank you enough, but we say thank you a lot on this show to our law enforcement and our military because, you know, it's just when you walk out in the middle of the night on a car with four individuals in it along the side of the road, and there's smoke coming out of the back of it, and you walk up, and there's the eyes are big, and you ask, license registration? Do you do that? I mean, what do you think when you walk up on something like that?
Well, you know, you never know what you're going to get. That's exactly correct, you know. And a lot of times, you know, nowadays the windows are tinted and everything else, so you can't see inside anyway. And so, unfortunately, we lose a lot of officers each year from shootings and things like that.
But what do you do? Okay, Scott, you're still – well, you know, I know, George, you take every chance to get out there on the road too. I know you guys. You're like a bunch of gun dogs, you know. You smell the hoppy's oil, out we go. I mean, what do you do when you pull somebody over like that? Do you call for backup, or do you just kind of like, yeah, we're going to see who clanks over there?
Pretty much, it's whoever clanks over there. Yeah. We just the other day, I had a motorcycle blow by me, and I couldn't help myself. I had to make that stop. It's in us.
Well, yeah, you have to do that, but that's got to be scary. Going up to a car at night with the windows tinted, and there's a bunch of people in there. Of course, you don't hear you don't hear the slides being jacked on shotguns or anything, but maybe. Then going up and just they roll the window down.
I think the longer you do it, the more you get used to it. Yeah. However, it still raises the hair on the back of your neck sometimes.
Oh, it's got to. It's like the longer you're in combat, the better your chances are of living.
Every stop we make, that is our most vulnerable point, is when we approach the car.
Yeah,
we're at the highest risk, and you get used to it. But then when you change jobs, you become an office person for a change of scenery for a little bit, you realize how much stress is relieved by not having to make that approach on the car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just – anyway, I don't want to get too deep into that. But I just – you know, it's just things like that. Or even worse, you walk up and little granny pokes a gun in your face. Bah! Okay. Okay. Now, we're here, though, for a really, really serious subject here on a presentation that's coming up.
We have a vigil coming up this Thursday at 7:30 at the giant flag on Bocelli,
mm-hmm.
The veterans flag. It's to bring awareness to missing children. The 25th, this Thursday, is National Missing Children's Day. And we, the Highway Patrol and our community, our strong community in Shasta County, we want to bring attention to this crisis we have.
Okay, so we'd like to have a lot of people out there.
Absolutely.
And this is, tell us again, Thursday?
Thursday at 7:30 p.m.
7:30
so
p.m.
So it's going to be in the evening towards the, so it's not so hot. We'll be out at the flag, 7:30 p.m. at the Enterprise Lions Club, has the big giant flag there.
And what's going to happen there at the event?
We're going to have
At the vigil, I should say, not the event.
At the vigil, we're going to have a little ceremony. We're going to open it with a prayer. We're going to have do our national anthem. And then we got a few guest speakers to bring attention to these missing children. And we're pretty much going to close with a prayer. Our goal is to bring awareness to this community, to the state of California, and to our nation on the thousands, the 600-plus thousand reported cases last year of missing children.
Wow. Okay, you know what? I want to take a early break here because I want to get into this deeper. But quickly, we saw how easy it was for a child to be snatched at a gas station right along I-5. Nice gas station. The bathroom was in the back, though, and there was parking areas back there. And when Linda, you know, I was pumping gas, and she went in, and then I thought she was inside using the restroom, but she came out, walked around the back. But she also was very alert on these things, too, because, believe it or not, we had just had a sex trafficking show about people that happened. And she goes around the corner. There's a van there. Whoa. So she's looking at him, and, you know, okay, so she used the restroom and came back out. She said, did you know where I was? I had no idea where she was, really, at that point, because I thought she was inside. And we talked about this, and since then we've talked about it, how easy it would be for a 15-year-old or 16-year-old that walked around the back there, boom, gone, in the van, and you didn't know which way they went on the five. So it happens, and that's what we want to talk about when we get back. Yeah, 15 minutes after the hour here at 7 o'clock, 68 degrees, going up to 104 today. You know what? If you leave an animal or a child – or anybody in the car. It better be with the full air conditioner running, somebody watching it, and some good music on, okay? 68 degrees going up to 104 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back with Captain George Peck and Lieutenant George, or I'm sorry, Scott Frederick.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia, and it's amazing.
Let's go summer!
Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months. Plus, Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you.
You could use all of that money you're saving to have a great summer vacation.
This offer good on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, don't let this great deal pass you by. The Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia,
where every vehicle sold comes with free lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Come visit Reading Kia's brand new dealership and see for yourself on approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summer's On Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1,000 finance. Sale ends July 10th.
We both own Kias and we love them. Reading Kia, Facebook, YouTube,
ReadingKia.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation. 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Time for a wardrobe update? Check in with the ladies of Dandelion. They can help you with all of your fashion needs, from designer jewelry to the latest jeans. They have you covered head to toe. Stop in for a personal touch with fabulous stylists who greet you at the door. Dandelion Boutique in the heart of downtown Reading, 1322 Pine Street, or give them a call. 247-1292. That's Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's Tuesday. Linda is on assignment today. 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. You're not going to find a better place in town, gents, to buy presents for your loved ones. Or, ladies, a better place to buy dresses and all the things, dresses, coats, blouses, Brighton bags, Brighton jewelry, Miss Me jeans, Spanx. It's all there. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Just go on in. Any of the, I mean, it's huge in there. I mean, it's got all this stuff. You're not going to be sorry. I'm here with Captain George Peck and Lieutenant Scott Frederick of the California Highway Patrol. There's going to be a vigil on this Thursday at the Giant Flag at 7:30, and it's to bring awareness of children who are reported missing every year. 640,000 nationwide are just disappear, either abducted, runaways, any number of reasons for it. But 640,000. So, George, what kind of other things do you? I mean, you said there's going to be other speakers there.
Yes, we're going to have the Child Protective Services of Shasta County. Their director is going to come and provide a presentation, And then we have the U.S. DOJ representative that works for Fox Valley Institute, Al Woolachuk. He's going to come and also present, as well as myself.
Okay. Now, what's it look like right here in Shasta County? Scott, do you have any stats for that?
Well, it's funny. The stats, you know, it's hard because not all children are reported missing, because a lot of these are teen runaways and whatnot, and they may not be reported. But, you know, the stats that we're able to get show roughly around 400 reports each year up here in the North State.
Is that a lot? I mean, considering our population? Or is that kind of like, yeah, it's about normal, you know, so many per county?
Well, I'd like to think none of it's normal. I think 400 is an awful lot.
I mean, statistically.
Statistically, that's probably.
And that's sometimes we need to forget that word statistically,
right?
And start concentrating on missing.
You know, that's where we want to go with this awareness program. We want to reduce that number. We want every kid to be home with their family, and whatever it takes to bring awareness to this is what we're after.
Okay, you said most of the kids are runaways. The sex trafficking, you know, see, we hear more and more and more about this. When a kid runs away, the chances of it ending up great are not good.
Yeah, from the stats that we have, it shows about 1 in 6 of those runaways may become involved in a sex trafficking ring or victims of sex trafficking. So, you know, even one is too many.
And what's alarming about this sex trafficking? These little kids who are being subjected to this horrific life, they have a life expectancy of 5 to 7 years. That's it.
Once they're into sex trafficking. Now, there's a ring around here, right?
There's supposedly a ring. We're working with our allied agencies to determine if we do have one.
Okay. I remember when Paletti first came up here, and he was on the show like, you know, the first time, and he says, we've got a heroin problem. It's like 4 years ago. We have a heroin problem here. Oh, and we have a prostitution problem. You should have seen the place go crazy when he said that. He said, no. He says it's meth, but heroin's coming in big quantities, and it's cheap. Prostitution? Yes, we do have a prostitution problem here. And somebody said, why? He goes, because there's a market here. And, you know, we heard about moving people from Reno to here to some other place and then back, you know, kind of this, you know, triangle there. And I can't imagine that's gone away.
Yeah, well, you know, I heard of one recently that we had up here in Redding, you know, where it was a female that was brought up by folks, I believe, out of Sacramento area and brought up here, prostituted, sex trafficked. So, you know, it is happening.
Well, we busted one up here. The girl was like, what, 16 or something? And they got the guys for that.
Exactly.
So we've got – do we have a problem here that we really need to throw assets at?
Absolutely. If we just have one child that's being subjected to sex trafficking, we have a problem. And as a community, we need to pull together to eliminate all kinds of sex trafficking. We don't need that in our neighborhood.
Do you think that Redding and Shasta County is aware of this?
Oh, absolutely. In July, the Highway Patrol is setting up with a consultant, Ms. Dina Graves, on providing regional law enforcement training on commercial sex trafficking of juveniles.
We need to get that lady on.
Oh, absolutely. She's fantastic. She's a wealth of knowledge. And we wouldn't be providing training if we didn't have a concern.
Well, you know, I just got a question here, you know, something you mentioned. And you said that she says our question is, what happens to the kids after 5 to 7 years? Are they killed or they just die?
Well,
it depends. A lot of them will be fed drugs or other substances, which ultimately lead to their death. They could be violently killed if they're no longer useful. I use that in quote unquote, you know, useful. It's just a sad situation all around.
What's got to you, George? You're really, I don't mean that in a bad way. This is something when you see this. I mean, you see movies about it, and we know people who have rescued children, and their lives are so traumatized that even when they're given, love and care and the very best you can to help them, that's still there. That doesn't go away. And that will never go away. this life they had to leave for three or four years, and it all started as being a runaway. So what can parents be doing about this to help? You know, kind of everybody. You know, everybody goes through stuff with their kids. When should parents really start worrying about this, though?
If I was as a parent myself, I'm always worried about it. My kids are adults now, and I still am worried about it. I think parents need to start having these discussions with children at a much younger age. The term stranger danger, that's kind of outlived its life.
Uh-huh.
Because police officers are strangers to kids, and we don't want that relationship. We want them to be comfortable with coming up. So we're more concerned with educating kids on identifying risks that in the community. If someone asks you to keep a secret or to go with them, then you need to go see a policeman or a nurse or a school teacher or a clerk at a store to see.
So it's kind of like it's kind of like the gun thing, you know, that used to tell kids, if somebody's got a gun, you got to go tell the teacher, or a weapon, go tell the teacher. Same thing then.
You identify the risk.
If somebody somebody's talking about running away, you need to go tell somebody about this.
Absolutely. There's hotlines that will help teenagers and young adults or young children seek out counseling because the ultimate goal is to keep kids in a safe environment, and hopefully that's with their families. And if not, there's other resources out there that will provide that protection.
Okay. Well, that's one of the things we need to get out is, you know, for kids that are having these problems, that they can be one of the ways, though, to get all this out is what, through social media.
Yeah, and that's, you know, here we are in the age of technology with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat, and there's an awful lot going on, and parents need to be aware. They need to be checking their kids' social media accounts, and I know a lot of us are not social media savvy, but you need to become savvy in this day and age because there's a lot of victims being preyed upon these various social media platforms.
Absolutely. Keller Verhoog, a lady from and lives in our town, the kids are very, you know, they're both in Baylor. I mean, these kids are, I mean, perfect. but she was also into this thing about helping to, you know, for parents to know about kids. And she says, well, when's the last time, you know, does your child talk to you? Oh, of course they do. Does your child sext, you know, sexting or anything like that? Of course they don't. She says, go in their room at 11:30 when they're asleep, pick up their phone. And she said the next day it was like, oh, no, because they didn't really know. Their kids were staying at home and all this, but they didn't know what was going on with them. They didn't know what was going on. My son-in-law is U.S. Marshal. Chased a guy across three states who came from New Jersey to New Mexico, took the girl he's been on social media with for like 8 months, and she was 14, and snatched her, and off they went. He caught him in Arkansas and got him back. He got the girl back, and it was all social media.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's a huge danger.
I have a friend who has been documenting her daughter's life since the kid was barely out of diapers, and I tell her, you know, use a little discretion here because you're just laying out some bait for somebody on social media. But if you do have to post a billion pictures of your kid, turn off the GPS on your phone. Don't point a red dot to where your kid's living.
Oh, there's so many things we can do. Last thoughts here or other things that we can do here.
You know, as I said, the whole purpose of our vigil is to bring attention to the missing children. This concept started with a child abduction from 1979 in New York, and then it came further west, and then President Reagan signed it into law and started the organizations to do flyers for missing children and track these stats.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we do it on May 25th is that was the date of the child from New York that was abducted. It's always a reminder of how this started. So please come out and show your support, and let's bring awareness to this issue so that we can keep all children safe.
7:30 Thursday at the Giant Flag. So it's easy to find. There's parking. and we can come out and listen to some of the very knowledgeable speakers here that are going to talk about this, missing children. And most of the time, it just doesn't end up good.
No, you're right. It's a sad state that these children are involved in, and one child is one too many.
That's true. Okay. Captain George Peck of the California Highway Patrol, and you've got this area. You've got the Redding area, right?
I do. I have the majority of road patrol for Shasta County and part of Lassen.
Okay. And, of course, Lieutenant Scott Frederick, who I've seen all the time out there. You're at everything.
I get out about. I like to be out in the community and, helping to build public trust and confidence in your local law enforcement.
Well, it is. You know, the CHP is probably one of the premier law enforcement agencies in the world.
Thank you very much.
I'm not just saying that because I'm on your advisory board. And by the way, everybody, no, I didn't get a – you know, there's nothing on my car that they just wave me through as I'm going by. Trust me, if I had that, it'd be on Linda's car. No. I said, I asked, do we get like little cards or something, kind of hand them a card along with our license that said, hey, valued member, and they just laughed at me. Everybody we're getting people getting tickets on the way down to the meeting. I love it.
Okay. You know what's funny is there's nothing on our personal cars. And every time a unit gets behind me, I sit up straight. I look at my speedometer. I get a little nervous. It's just a natural thing.
Oh, it is for everybody. As you come alongside, you kind of like casually look over at you. Or you're passing one. I'm passing a highway patrol, and I'm looking at that. I went, kind of looking over out of the corner of my eye, and he kind of looks over at me, or she looks at me, kind of looking over there, and I'm going, I'm not speeding. Why are they driving so slow? It reminds me of this cartoon when the highway patrol officers, two of them in there, and their cars are backed up like miles, and he goes, yeah, hey, take it down to 30. See how many of them will pass.
I'm glad that's a cartoon.
It was just a cartoon, of course. Okay, hey, look, thanks so much for being here. We're going to talk about this the rest of the week, the next couple of days, to see if we can't remind people to come on out. And we appreciate so much what you all do for our community.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Anytime. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages, 7:33 in the morning.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Two young men looking to impress two young women invite them to meet their rich auntie at tea. When auntie cancels at the last minute, their male friend steps in and the laughter begins. Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, directed by Maria Drake. May 13th through June 10th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Oh, hi.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I'm sorry.
Carl and Bad Bob Belongi here, who's trying to poke fun at me because I just kind of wandered back into the studio right then after saying goodbye to Captain Peck and Lieutenant Frederick.
Great interview.
Oh, you know what? I know a lot of these guys because, you know, I go to the meetings and all this.
And you're on the advisory board.
On the advisory board. And, you know, I'm not kidding. I mean, we're talking, you know, we're in there. And we discuss guys get, you know, people on our advisory board getting tickets. And it says, well, and so Joe Carroll,
like
the head of the Highway
handshake.
Patrol is there. And he goes, well, what was your experience like? Now, he says this. What was your experience like? And he goes, well, let me tell you. It was like this. The guy was not rude, but he wasn't friendly. It wasn't like – it was like, hey, you know, how are you? You know, hey, I'm – you know, it just – he didn't talk to me. It just – it wasn't rude, but it was very cold. Well, and then they started talking about that. He says, most of us are only experience we're going to have with the California Highway Patrol – or any law enforcement agency is a they pulled you over for a ticket, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, and he says we've got to really think about this. And I hate to use this term because I'm not sure what it is, you know, how we should be used. But customer service when they're giving somebody a ticket is to be pleasant, you know, and to let them leave after thinking, well, you know what, this guy was fair. Yeah, this guy's pretty nice, you know. Yeah, I was speeding and. He explained why and, you know, but he kind of, you know, hey, this is why we're doing this and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's not just to, you know, hammer you and I don't care and I'm just getting this for extra money. No. He said, so a big thing is when you get pulled over is this, it's customer service.
Yeah.
Is how do we treat the people we pull over?
Yeah. My last encounter, which was some years ago, the officer walks up and says, morning, know why I pulled you over? I go, yeah. Didn't quite make a complete and full stop, did I? He goes, nope. He goes, any particular reason? I said, just it was wide open and beautiful day and just didn't feel like stopping completely. He goes, I'll accept that. And
I have got a million.
Nods his head and he kind of says, you know, this time. I'm like,
my best part is when I get let loose. Of course, not in Reading. You know, I've got my first ticket in 50 years. Here in Reading, because I was talking to the VA on the phone. try to get an appointment at the VA. You can't. You have to wait till they call you. And it'd been like a month.
Was it that motor cop?
Oh, no. No, when I see him. The other day.
That guy's got notches on his handlebars.
Gosh, the other day. You know what? I looked, you know, because I was over across the street at the Arts Council. And I look over in the parking lot of the hotel right here. Of the Thunderbird or whatever this one was across there.
Yeah.
And I didn't see him because he hangs out there.
Yeah.
And so I trotted across the street. As I turn over, there he is. But he was back a little bit further. I went, oh, no, because he could have got me for jaywalking. Like he got Bob. He got Bob for jaywalking that day. Of course, Bob, when jaywalks, it takes him an hour and a half to get across the street. Where I was like a flash, but no,
he's
got to
be on like the RPD leaderboard or something.
You know what? If they give gold stars, this motor cop, the Asian guy, he sits there. And what he never sits there longer than 3 minutes. You know why? He just sits there and waits till the one comes by with the cell phone in their ear
or
seatbelts undone.
I have been put in jeopardy. My life has been put in jeopardy by some moron on a phone texting or something. So, you know, while if it was me, I'd be sore, but I'm kind of okay with them chasing down these folks.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get hot on some of this stuff. Roger Moore died.
Yeah.
Used to be
the most prolific
James Bond. Oh, he was insane. He was in so many movies.
Yeah.
But he was the James Bond for a long time. Linda never really liked
five
him.
Five movies total.
Yeah, you know, and he's – he was never that – tough. You know, he wasn't the Sean Connery. He has that tough look about him. He's not the guy they have now.
He was possibly the furthest from Ian Fleming's vision of the super
spy. And one day, and the story I remember about it is that they said, okay, we want you to run across this parking lot and, you know, into this building. He says, no, you don't. You don't want me to do that. He goes, and they go, why? He says, I can't run. He says, when I run, I flip my hands back and forth. He says, kind of like a little girl, like six. And they go, oh, come on, practice, you know, you can do it. And they had him run across the parking lot twice. And they said, okay, we'll get a stuntman for this. But he's a good guy, and he gave a lot to UNICEF. You know, anyway, okay, let's move on. Okay, as we reported yesterday about Chief Rob Poletti, before it hit the paper. Now, the paper... It just launches this story about, oh, he's putting in for a job. Oh, he's leaving.
He's abandoning us.
You know, he's going, he's leaving. He's like everybody else. He's like starving. He's leaving. And I said yesterday on the show, that's not what's happening. That's not what's happening. What's happening is you've got a new city manager coming in. This man has, you know, somebody floated a, you know, hey, look, send us a resume. And he, as a concerned father and husband, says, you know what? I work at the pleasure of the city manager.
He keeps his options open.
And if the city manager comes in and says, hey, I want to bring my own guy in here, well, then guess what? He's out of a job. So why wouldn't he do this where he's not under the gun to find a job?
Plus his other responsibility that to the California.
Well, you know what? That's no. Just forget that. That is
but he
secondary.
Has to travel for that, doesn't he?
That is secondary to being the policeman. He doesn't ever let that interfere with being his police work. And you know, people get into that one, and it's like it's a slap against him because he's a member of the National Guard.
Oh no, I'm very proud to have him in there.
Yeah, people use that against him. So the story comes out, and guess what? The same story we told you yesterday is out in the Record Searchlight that they could have put, if they waited one day, they could have put the whole story out instead of this panic story. So, you know, I just hate that when they do that. Hey,
sensationalism? Perish the thought.
Hey, Elena Shulman of the Record Searchlight, the reporter.
Mm-hmm. They have reporters.
I bet she's not going to be here much longer.
Oh?
Yeah, well, she won first prize in business reporting and second in investigative journalism for the California papers. They just had some kind of – I've never heard of them before, some kind of awards. So which means is that Alana will probably get job offers and she's out of here. Or she puts it in her resume, says, I'm ready to leave. I've done my time here at the Record Searchlight. Jobs will just start to float to her, just like they do to Poletti. And okay.
Trying to think of the young woman who was over at the radio station across town who was just a regular reporter here. She wound up winning one of the Edward R. Murrow Awards. And after that, she just wrote her own ticket. And I can't remember her name.
At a radio station?
Yeah, yeah. She wrote a news piece that won her. This was back when radio reporters actually news reporting.
Oh, when you had reporters. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. I got it.
But she won an award and she wrote her ticket after that.
Speaking of having your own ticket.
Tickets.
I have two tickets to the Colt 45's first game or any game. I have two tickets to the Colts 45s game. You can use them any time this year, but opening day is Friday. Opening day is Friday. It's going to be the Colts 45s blasting out on Friday. We're going to have Rick Bassetti and Coach Catteray in here at 8 o'clock. But this is your chance to get two tickets.
Operators are standing by.
You know what? You kind of are reminding me about the story yesterday when they found that pile of pot at Winco. Did you read that?
I did not.
They found. Anyway, these tickets are up right now. 605-4567. There they come. And you know what? We're going to be giving away two tickets every day all week. Two tickets every day all week. Yeah, it appears that a pile of pot was left at Winco. And of all people, Erin Ryan and her husband had parked, and they were coming in to go do shopping. And there's a security guard out front, and he's kind of standing there by a whole pile of stuff. And they went over and looked and said, what do you got here? You know, and it was a pile of pot. Turns out that it wasn't the real good stuff. It was kind of like the trimmings
that
and all
shake.
That.
Yeah.
Shake. I didn't know that's what it was called. Shake. Yeah. But that's what it was called. Shake.
Yeah.
I guess, what is that after you get take off the good stuff? This
yeah,
what's
yeah.
Left?
You pick out all the, pick out, you shake it, and this is what I'm told.
Been sure a long know a lot time. About it,
Bob. I had a certain amount of misspent youth, but it's been a long time. The buds are the, of course, the part that have all the resin, and what's left over is what shakes out, and it's
not worth as much. You can't really smoke it, but you can use it if you're going to make cannabis oil.
It makes smoke, but it doesn't do much else. Yeah.
Okay. Look. Hey, Coach Bob. Coach Bob won 2 tickets, and you can use it any time this year. But opening day is Friday. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. If, you know, locally owned, locally operated. John and Sarah Bastiani. Customer service. You can't get customer service any better than you can at Bastiani Arms. Not only that, gunsmithing is the two gunsmiths they have there, including John Bastiani, are just, you know, spectacular. You need a trigger job on that Smith & Wesson, that Shield, which some people do. Take it down there. Let him have a chance to look at it. Every type of gun or accessory you want is down at Bastiani Arms. Not only that, but veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, some weird things have happened out there besides the pile of pot. You know, Clint Eastwood at Cannes was talking about political correctness and what was going on that. And, of course, we want to talk about what happened in London in this terrorist attack. We'll be right back.
Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
It's been a long winter, and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, May 26th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody, here in the heart of River City, down here on Market Street. Now you're playing the fast music. You need to kick our shows off with this while I'm still kind of like I'm bouncing across walls there sometime. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be 104 today. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot tomorrow. Is your air conditioning working? Are you sitting there? Are you sweltering? And it's on, but the only thing that's coming out is a little dribbles of kind of warmish air. And 95 degrees instead of 104. Well, you need to call Alliance Heating and Air. They're going to check out, make sure that your filters are clean, make sure it's working, make sure your air ducts are actually bringing the air to you. They had, when they came in, they did that. And I tell you what, it went from kind of like feeling it to the fact that we had to put a little chain with a weight on it around Elk Killer's neck. Otherwise, it would blow her across the room. So, we had, yeah, okay, may I exaggerate a little bit, but this is how good Alliance Heating and Air is. I'm not exaggerating about that. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Better known, voted best in North State, and there's lots of reasons for that. Yeah. Okay. All right. This 22 killed in London at an Ariana Grande, I don't know if I pronounced her name right.
Grande,
concert in London. And they and it was ISIS took credit for it, and it appears to be a guy with a bomb vest that walked in there and he set himself off.
Intentionally targeting children,
young people. Who goes to Ariana, the first people's names released, 8 years old, 18. 8 and 18. And ISIS,
They're cheering themselves.
This is their new method of war, where the lone wolves that they put in here, and they get them the weapons they need, and then they go into these places. Now you have to remember in France, where they tried to get into that, where they tried to get inside the stadium, but the guards were good enough to stop them, and so the explosions happened outside. In one case, the only person killed was the bomber himself, but they didn't get inside the stadium. In this case, the guy was in the main hallway,
like a lobby,
there.
Yeah,
a concourse. And set it off. 22 people killed. Dozens and dozens and dozens of people.
Yeah, waited for the end of the show, so people were streaming out through that area.
Yeah, just walked in
where
there.
Many parents were waiting for their children. The reports on the BBC was wall-to-wall, of course, this morning, and some of the eyewitness reports are just heartbreaking. And heart goes out to our
British
friends.
All those people that are touched by these mad dogs. It should be, you know what? Mad dogs is probably too. It gives mad dogs a bad name.
You know, the press, of course, never has a good thing to say about the president, but he called them losers, and that's, you know, don't give them the dignity of a name that sounds powerful. Don't call them monsters. Don't call them terrorists. Call them for what they are, just absolute pathetic losers, because they have no to strike little children. There's no hole in hell deep or hot enough for that.
Harvard did a talking about Trump. Harvard did a study and said that over 80% of the stories about Trump have been negative. You know, if you look at all the news media, there's another group that says 80%. Try 92% have been negative on Trump since he's been in there, including the latest one where he's in Saudi Arabia and. He and Melania are walking down the front, or down, you know, that red carpet area there.
Yeah.
And he reaches out for her hand, and either she missed it or what, but then he moved forward. And this reporter from the AP goes, she slapped his hand away. I looked at this thing like four times. She didn't slap his hand away. But see, this is the kind of reporting you've got. Oh, their marriage is in trouble. She slapped his hand away. And, and every other president, if there's problems, nobody knows about it. Really? I can remember the Clintons. You don't think there were problems there when they walked out to that helicopter that day? After it broke that he had lied to the United States and the world about having sex with Monica Lewinsky.
Well, that woman. Yeah.
Anyway. So, and this is the thing.
The narrative is nonsense.
People have gotten to the point, and I really believe this, is that they don't believe the media anymore. So when the media comes out with maybe a true story, who's going to believe it? How can you tell the difference between stuff that's just piling on? When did the New York Times and all these other, quote, media masters, these the ones that are the standard, when did they start publishing articles? Anonymous sources, an anonymous source who would know about this. How would he know about it, or she? You don't get that. And this guy was on the CNN saying, what anonymous sources? I mean, he says, why don't you just name them? You know, you don't even know where they are in the government when they say this. And he gets attacked, and the host from CNN was some woman. She's screaming. Your little voice goes, you're saying it's not true. And he's going, where are the – and then they all attack him. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching this seal, and I'm watching him getting a little bit angry. This one guy says, yeah, you just don't even know what you're doing. And he's turning, he's looking at him, and I'm thinking, oh, go on, hit him. Just hit him. Slap him off the chair, slap him off the chair and just go, you know what, you've got to learn how to be civil. And since you're, if you won't respect – if you won't respect civility, then you're going to respect your betters. And it smack him right off the chair.
You know, I always love that scene in the – and you probably know this technique. In the Presidio where Sean Connery is the officer and the guy's giving him a hard time in the bar, he says, I don't need a gun. All I need is my thumb. And he whacks the guy right in the solar plexus with his thumb and just puts him on his knees.
Yeah. Okay. In white children, we blow up or are blown up while medical care continues to have issues, while pensions are failing and crime rates continue to climb. What does Congress do? They have sessions discussing Russia election issues and impeachment possibilities. Despicable.
Yeah.
It is.
Now, how about that state of California? We're going to talk about that tomorrow because that just the single payer thing.
Oh,
that will cost more than the whole budget.
It's that's tomorrow because I don't have enough time today on that one.
You got to build up a good head of steam.
I tell you what, the cost of the single payer is bigger than the budget by three times. It's like $400 billion, and the budget's it's horrible. And yet this is what they're talking about. Oh no, and more.
The legislative analyst.
But I need to talk about this first. This elephant hunter in Africa was hunting a – they were hunting a plains animals, an antelope or something like that with his client. They come on a herd of elephants. They're breeding. They're testy, you might say. They turn and charge the hunter and his clients. They're coming on hard and strong. And so the hunter shoots one, and then another elephant coming up from the side grabs him in its trunk. And now this is what they usually do once they get put that trunk around you is they didn't use you to pound stakes into the ground. It's just like whop, whop, whop. That's
kind of like
that's
that scene
what
in
they
the
do.
Avengers.
That's what they do. Bam, bam, bam. And so another hunter, bow, shoots the elephant to save this guy. Elephant collapses on him and kills him. Now, so, and you think,
to think karma kicked in.
But there's one thing to say is, when you're a professional hunter and you hunt elephants, but they weren't hunting elephants. That's the thing is they weren't hunting elephants. They got into a middle of an orgy of elephants that just got, out of hand. But that's not the part. It was the comments over this. I swear, where are people from that they delighted in this man's death? They hope his children die. I mean, they just go on and on. And it was horrible what they said. Well, if you're going to, how dare you hunt elephants? And then it went into hunting, period. Oh, I think you should do is put hunters out there and let them hunt each other. The guy, of course, saying that's never been in combat. But it just went on and on.
It was so
evil, the things people were saying about this guy, because he hunts legally. He hunts an animal that can be harvested because if there's too many of them, they destroy the croplands, and then they go out and they will destroy a, you know, small herds to keep them under control. So they're hunting, and the country and the people, first of all, the people get all of the meat, and you figure out how much meat is on an elephant. And then the country gets, you know, thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars for hunters from hunting these. But just what people were saying, I'm almost afraid to tell people I shoot squeaks.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Probably think it's cruel. Hey, Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, Casey and R. Shasta, reading the news. Brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It is better at the river.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. British police say they have raided two residential areas in Manchester and carried out a controlled explosion at one of them as part of their investigation into last night's suicide bombing at a concert in the city. President Trump took time out during his visit to Bethlehem today to pay his respects to the victim.
I extend my deepest condolences to those so terribly injured in this terrorist attack, and to the many killed and the families, so many families, of the victims.
And the president also said that from now on he's going to refer to terrorists not as monsters but as losers. The president sending Congress a $4.1 trillion spending plan that relies on faster economic growth and cuts in some programs aimed at helping low-income Americans. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says many such programs are bloated and inefficient and unfair to those who work and pay taxes.
We cannot continue to simply measure our compassion or our success by the amount of money we spend. We're going to measure our passion and our success by actually helping people and by respecting the taxpayers who paid for it in the first place.
Sales of new homes last month registered the biggest drop in more than 2 years.
The Commerce Department says new home sales fell 11.4% in April to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 569,000. It was the biggest monthly drop since March 2015. Economists had anticipated a more modest retreat from March sales of 642,000. Sales in April were still up 0.5% from a year earlier. Sales fell in every region, led by a 26.3% plunge in the West.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street right now. The Dow is doing well. It's up by about 38 points. A high-tech NASDAQ struggling. It's off about 1 point. More from townhall.com.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
The Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, told senators today he will not be commenting on a news report that President Trump asked him to deny any collusion between his campaign and the Russian government.
I don't feel it's appropriate to characterize discussions and conversations with the president.
In testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Coates did not deny the report either, even as he declined to discuss the issue in an open hearing. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says lawmakers have yet to find any evidence of any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia.
That doesn't mean that nothing happened. That's why we're conducting the review. But I have not seen any controversy yet in Washington with so few credible underlying facts of wrongdoing or misconduct.
Cotton also told the Salem Radio Network that government leaks about the Trump-Russia matter need to stop. He says, quote, these leaks are doing no one any good. More on these stories from townhall.com. Air Force One's flight from Saudi Arabia to Israel made history yesterday, as White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
When President Trump's flight aboard Air Force One touched down in Tel Aviv, it was historic. It was the first direct flight between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Saudi Arabia doesn't recognize Israel, and the two states don't have diplomatic relations. There are no direct flights between the two countries, and flights from either country bypass the other's airspace. In fact, a charter plane carrying White House reporters had to make a technical stop in Cyprus on its way to Israel.
That is correspondent Greg Clugston. Roger Moore, who played the iconic British spy James Bond seven times in the famed film series, has died in Switzerland after a brief bout with cancer at the age of 89. A message from his family shared on the actor's official Twitter account read, "With heavy hearts, we must share the awful news that he had passed away." More from townhall.com.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 anniversary Zoom Ball Swipe to Win. Win big cash prizes or $100,000. Unbelievable. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. 10 winners each night. Root for the colored balls to fill the Zoom Zone. Walk away a winner. For official rules, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here at KCNR in the studios of KCNR 1460 down in the heart of Reading. We like to think that we're in the heart of Reading, downtown Reading. The spot, we right here, are one of probably the first place that's initiating the big changes down here. Of course, I've got somebody with me who's made some huge changes, and we're going to be talking to him in just a second. Good morning, everybody. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and it's, of course, May 23rd, 2017, 605-4567. Pick up your phone. I'm sure there's going to be some phone calls on this one. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our chat room member 6548, I don't know how they've decided to divide it up, all the marijuana they found at Winco. So did you bring a cup or a baggie? I am not sure. Bad Bob, what's it look like for – oh, my gosh, it's 75 already.
Yeah, it is warming up, and something's going on with my weather program, so I'm going to my other weather program looking for sunny skies, and today's high 103 or thereabouts. Tomorrow, though, we see a dramatic drop by 10 degrees. It'll be in the lower to mid-90s. Thursday, it drops down even further, right around 90 degrees. Friday starts warming back up. And by the time we get to Memorial Day, we're right back up into the triple digits. But right now in Reading, it is 75 degrees. Shasta Lake remains, 6 feet from the top of the dam. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
All right. It's a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kinney have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's right, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. From designing to building jewelry, the only trained watch repairman, all of it is at Four Winds Jewelry. You have a huge selection of everything from estate jewelry to modern jewelry. Again, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Very honest, straightforward people down there. Speaking of an honest and straightforward person, I'm here with Rick Pacetti, who is wearing his Colt 45 stuff.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, you know what? We were just on not too long ago, but you know what? We're pushing the Colt 45s because this Friday.
Opening night.
Opening night.
Honor veterans.
honor veterans that night. It's going to be great. We just gave away two tickets. We're going to be giving away tickets all week long.
Good.
Tell us what it looks like down there.
Well,
because I'm going down there after the show, and I'm going to trot down there and look around and kind of get the ambiance.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. I think you'll notice there's going to be two really dramatic differences when you get there. This past year, we've taken on the sole responsibility for maintaining the field now. So the field for the last 6, 7, 8 months has been under a different kind of a maintenance. We've been on scheduled fertilizations, our aerations. So you'll notice how green and lush the grass is down there right now.
You were here several months ago, a couple mm-hmm. months ago. You talked about you had a new kind of grass or something down there.
Well, we've been overseeding with more of a grass that's more attuned to what it is. Because for many years, nothing's ever happened down there. You know, there wasn't any budget for it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the city didn't have any budget for it. It wasn't their fault. They didn't have the money to do anything. So for the last 1.5 years now, we've been averaging about $1,000 worth of overseed twice a year down there. And so it's a rye fescue mix with a little bit of Kentucky bluegrass in it. The infield is an entirely different kind of a mix, so it's even a lusher, richer color. And so I think that the people like that because we'll be mowing the lawn every day. One of the things about going to the ballpark is you smell that fresh-cut grass. That's always an experience. You go to the big leagues, they do it every day.
You have one of those mowers that's big mower, and you kind of stand on it, and it's got the little, it's like driving an old tank. You know, you move or
the
an
zero
old bulldozer,
turn. The zero turns. Right. Kind of,
well, so we who does that for you? Do you do that?
I do. I do all the mowing down there right now, and I have a couple people who will come down and help from time to time. But we actually use a hand mower, a battery operated hand mower on the infield. You don't take the big machine onto the infield grass. You want to keep that nice and soft.
It's a battery operated electric mower.
It does a great job. And so we're doing that. The other big difference you're going to see is in there's 58 new seats built up behind home plate. So the structure is the final addition to what we started 4 years ago, five years ago.
Yeah.
And so the blocks have been built up. The planks have been put down. The seats have been added. There's a central stairway now that goes right up the middle of the home plate area.
Mm-hmm.
The announcer's booth, scorer table, and music person will be up in the upper right-hand corner. And so it's going to be a different ambiance anyway. We have the shade structures back up again that we had last year.
Worked so well.
We have new fencing that has encompassed the entire bocce court area.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be secured during our games. We have a kids play area now outside there, and there's a company that comes every night that has laser tag.
Right.
We'll send the kids out there. If Carl comes to a game and the Colt 45s are blowing up the opponents occasionally. And he says, you know what? They got this in hand. I'm going to go roll a few bocce balls. So we'll have some bocce balls out there. You can go out to the court and roll a few bocce balls, have a cold beer, and have your own game out there.
All right, I have to ask this question. Can you still get the hot dog?
Oh, the hot dogs? Price hasn't changed?
Price hasn't changed.
$3 for a Costco Blue Label hot dog.
And drink.
The combo, I think, is
I think
a little
combo's
bit more.
Like $5 or something
Something like that. You but get chips, dog, and a drink.
Yeah.
We'll have not opening night, but normally Friday nights are our tri-tip nights.
Oh, yeah.
And so we'll have tri-tip going again on Friday nights. We're working in tri-tip ribs on Saturdays. So come on down. If you look at our schedule this year, we're pretty much Thursday and Friday through Sundays.
Yeah.
So we're weekends only pretty much.
Good.
We have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, except for 4th of July week.
Mm-hmm.
We will play through. We have Monday off, and then 4th of July is Tuesday, and then we'll play through the rest of that week.
Great.
But the rest, it's easy for your schedules. If you want something to do on a weekend, come on down to the ballpark. We're playing.
And I tell you what, KCNR 1460 is proud to announce these, to bring Colt 45 baseball.
You're our broadcast people. Yep.
And I tell you what.
Kyle DeFore does a great job on
the radio.
I
tell you what, he is fired up this year. And he is really, he sold his business. He and his dad sold Mighty Fine Foods. And so now he goes, we had lunch yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I just can't wait. He says, I got more time. He says, and he said, you get 100% of me. And I thought pretty much I had 100% last time, but
exactly.
It means there's going to be more.
And you know what, where he really has a huge impact, and a lot of people don't understand this, Carl, is that we are podcasting this across the web.
Yep.
And so these 28 players that come here and play, stay with us for the summer, their parents, their families, their grandmas and grandpas, their aunts and uncles, they're all back in Ohio, Texas, Michigan, wherever these boys are from.
Other countries.
Last year, yeah. Venezuela. And they can go online and listen to Kyle broadcast the game, and they love it. They love it. And our scoring software is also web-based, so they can actually watch the game, just like a major league game. You know, if you're on your phone or whatever, you want to just watch pitch by pitch, inning by inning, and do that sort of thing. So it's a really nice thing that's happening. And for a couple months every year down at South City Park, it's exciting. And we have people coming and going. And our security has already started up. And so we've started easing out some of the folks that
that are down there now.
That are down there, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. D.C., good morning.
Yeah, I have a question. In the big league parks, how do they mow the designs in the grass? Do they use GPS? Because a guy sitting on a mower couldn't mow that accurate, I wouldn't think.
What they use are brushes, and they are that accurate. If you were to come down and watch us mow the field, after you've mowed a field, DC, probably 10, 15, 20 times, you know, you get to know every little nuance of it, and you sight line off of the walls. I sight line off of my signs. I sight line back in off the dugouts when I'm coming back the other way. And what they do is they have a broom-like device or a roller that bends the grass. It bends the blades of the grass so it catches the light differently. And so when you see those patterns, and on the infields, a lot of times, which you'll see the guys out before the game, if you're there early, say for batting practice, you'll see the grounds crew out there with brooms, and they'll actually broom the blades of grass a certain way. So half of the, and there might be 10 guys out there at the time doing it. Five will be going one direction, and five will be going the other direction. So that's how they do it. And yes, wow. they do. And a lot of those machines do have GPS on them, though. And they can just follow.
Because the designs, it looks like to me sometimes, if you like, you watch a certain stadium, they change the design, and it's so perfect. It's just mind-boggling how they do it.
Absolutely, but that's their job. Like when you watch the St. Louis Cardinals game, and they've got the arch across the field. You know, I mean, that's the symbol of St. Louis, yeah. And it's really cool how they do that.
Hey, DC, I got a couple of tickets for you.
No, I can afford it. I go to the games, but you give them to somebody to bring some kids to it.
Well, you're going to see.
I have one more question.
Sure. Okay.
Who had the best visitors clubhouse in the big league?
Well, best could be defined a couple different ways. For me, it was food. You know, there was always a spread after the game, and in those days, it was the Texas Rangers because I was kind of partial to barbecue, and the Rangers guys always put on barbecue for us. The worst was Seattle. The guy would throw out a few candy bars and some bags of chips, you know. Boston had a pretty good one. Boston was an old clubhouse when I was a player. Of course, we're going way back in time now, you know, going back 35, almost 40 years.
Yeah, when pitchers pitched 300 innings and that
right.
wasn't enough.
Right. You know, I mean, when you would have to pry the ball out of a guy's hands, you know, before the seventh inning. Today, it's just a different generation. And the game itself never changes, but the strategies, the players, the attitudes, that's the only thing that changes.
Well, how does the Japanese league get away?
DC, I got to take a break here, but hang on till we come back on the other side. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments, and don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by. and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Hi, my name is Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I would like to personally invite you to our State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going. Tickets are $35 per person. Proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For more information, call 242-4516.
And now, back to our show.
There was a man among the best, the fastest gun or man alive. A lightning bolt when he drew that Colt 45.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome back.
Bob, send me that link, Bob. Send me that clip, please. We need to have that, okay?
You can be playing that over the public address system. It's from Colt 45, their old TV show.
Okay.
It's on YouTube.
I just
YouTube.
Picked it up off YouTube. Of YouTube.
Yeah.
Pick it up off of YouTube. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Hey, 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. If you're looking for a spot to go to and work out in this heat where, you know, you want to work up a sweat, but you don't want to die while you're out there, go down to Wellgate Sports Club. You have it has an indoor swimming pool. It's got Bohem Spa. It has it all. You can do spinning to yoga and everything in between. Great, great facilities there. Absolutely clean. Everything has been taken care of. TV sets up there. You can listen to music, anything you want while you're working out. All of this at Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call at 768-1205 or just head on down to Court Street and Eureka there on the corner and go on in. And I promise you, you're going to have a great experience. 23 minutes after the hour of 8, we're here with general manager of the Colt 45s, Rick Bassetti, former mayor in our town.
Morning,
and now he's also in charge of security at South.
Well, actually, we do contract
South,
that
South,
out.
At South Park.
We do contract that
South
out.
South City Park. Well, yeah, I know you do, but it's still you've broken the code on how to take – because I've watched it since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, you know, it's always been a problem down there, transients and – people that want to use drugs and just destroy the place down there. And
I don't think any of that will ever change, but the numbers have changed.
Yeah.
You know, like we were talking offline, I've been down there virtually every day now every business day, you know,
sure.
For the last 3 or 4 years. We have our office down there now.
Yeah.
So I get to know these people on a first name basis for a lot of times. And those that actually want to make a change and everything,
yeah.
I've seen them change and leave. They're out of there.
Right.
But there's a huge segment of the people down there that don't want to follow any rules, never want to follow any rules, and just want to live their life the way that they're living it, and I would say wasting their lives the way that they want to waste it, and regardless of all the services that are available and that sort of thing. And there's always going to be that element. I don't know what the percentage is. Right now, I'd say down there, it's at least over 50% of them
mm-hmm.
are people who could be doing something, whether it was at the Mission or Fish at Lowe's
something.
Or one of these organizations.
Something.
But the one thing all those organizations do require is that you're going to be held accountable. Whether it's a drug test or you have to be in by a curfew time or whatever.
Yeah.
And that segment of the group out there will not adhere to any rules, and they don't want to do any of that. And so, you know, so we just make it uncomfortable.
Untenable.
Enforce our rules down there. You know, there's no cigarettes, there's no dogs, there's no drugs, there's no any of this. And so our
No camping.
And our guard is very polite, very courteous. And he'll go and inform them, hey, you're breaking the rules of the city ordinances here. If you can't do that, you're going to have to move on. And if they won't move on, then PD has told us to call them, and they'll come and move them on. And that's happened probably since we started on Sundays. We've already had maybe four calls to them. And then so, but they're creatures of habit as well, and they'll just go find another place to hide out or hang out, yeah, or whatever, and where they don't have to follow rules. Right now, during our season, we just ask them to follow the rules. They follow the rules. There's not a problem there. But you start, they start smoking dope there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
There's some groups that are just, they're flat-out stoned. You know, the ambulance and the firemen, I feel for them. Two, three times a week, they're coming down and administering that Narcan for overdoses. And so our goal is now that we're going, the season's going, security's there. That's not going to be happening.
That's right. And you have security out in the parking lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see kids seeing that.
There's never been a problem in all the years we've been going. There's never been a problem.
Thanks to you. At the games.
At the games, right.
And we've got some new fencing in new that's expanded our influence down there around the bocce courts. Now the kids that go out and play in the park, you know, we don't have to – there's a fence.
There's
a
fence there.
And we can keep them all in.
Okay, DC, you had another question about Japanese.
Two questions. This is, might be a little too much inside baseball, but when Rick was playing, one of his managers or another team's manager, who called the most pitches from the dugout?
In my day, nobody called the pitches from the dugout. Nobody called pitches from the dugout. Can you imagine Danny Ozark telling Steve Carlton what he's going to throw?
Yeah.
You know,
big old rainbow curve.
You know, I mean, in those days, if you didn't know what you were supposed to be doing, and now that's what I'm saying. Things have changed, though. Look at the generations of kids that have come up where from the time they're 7, 8 years old, they've been told what to do. You go to high school now, they're telling them where to stand, how to stand, what pitches. You know, one of the things we do with the 45s, I think, and we always use the term old school, but Greg and I, Catteray, are both old school. We don't call the pitches here. These kids show up from college. They've had their life managed in a micromanaged way for the last 5, 6 years through high school and now in college. And you go out there and they look at you like, you know, deer in the headlights. What the catchers, and they're all anxious to do it. And they make a lot of mistakes. And then we come back and say, okay, why did you call that pitch in that situation? And was it the wrong pitch or was it just the wrong location? And so this is what they're supposed to. We're trying to help them with what we refer to as the game clock. Every baseball player has to have a game clock. Whether you're the pitcher, the defensive guy, the offensive guy, you have to know and be prepared for what's going to happen with any pitch at any time. If I'm the shortstop and the ball, I got to look around the infield and go and make the assessment and go, hey, I got a slow guy at first, but the guy behind on the plate is fast. The ball's hitting the gap. Who am I going to try to get out? And that all has to be done in between every pitch. You look around because everything changes. The pitch count changes. And so, you know, most of the people don't do that at this age yet. When they get to the minor leagues, if they're lucky enough to sign professionally, that's when they start developing. So Greg and I are trying to get them to build and develop a game clock now. So we kind of basically turn them loose and say, go play Sandlot.
Okay, one last question. How do the Japanese pitchers in their professional leagues get away with pitching so many innings and our guys can't do it? Is just the specialty pitchers in the 7th, 8th, and 9th?
You know, again, you go back to a social construct here, I think, and the conditioning. I didn't ever go play in Japan, but I know many guys who have. They go to the ballpark at 8 o'clock in the morning every day, and they start exercising, working out. I mean, those guys are in shape. Pitchers have specific routines that they go through. And so I think that's kind of maybe the biggest difference, as opposed to we now have specialized. Our world is specialized, not just in baseball.
So much. And, D.C., you know, you're right, though. You've seen this. They bring a guy in for three pitches.
Right, to get a guy out.
To get one guy out. We all remember coming up. You came up. Hey, you were there, too. That guy got knocked out of there.
And, you know, there was a philosophy for many, many, many years, you know, that you're going to, like I said earlier, you're going to have to pry the ball out of my hand. These guys, they were out there and they're going, I'm the guy. I have the ball. I'm standing on the mound. Nothing happens until I throw this pitch, and I'm going to be the guy here when it's all done and said. Now you fast forward to where these kids, again, from the time they're however old, are told what to throw, when to throw it, how to throw it.
You know, thanks a lot, DC. We got to take another break here to get back on schedule. I want to talk about this for a second because what you're saying, believe it or not, John Growney was in here last week. who has, you know, the contractor.
Talking about cowboys?
Talking about cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
And when we come back, I want to tell you quickly what he said and then the things you're saying. And you're starting to get a vision of today's youth.
It's a societal.
And,
it's societal.
It is, and it's not just in one sport. So we'll be right back after
it's
these.
It's in life, Carl.
Yeah, it's in life.
It's in business.
Business.
It's everywhere.
It is. And to the point where we've got to ask ourselves, where is that mental and physical toughness? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. I'm ready to play. 75 degrees going up to 104 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black, Logan. All of them there. Greatest haircuts you're going to find anywhere. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? You know, send all up. So all your players down there get buzz cuts or something. Yeah, I'm here with Rick Bassetti and the general manager of the Colt 45s. Another great season, my friends.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to give away two more tickets to you know what? These tickets are good for any game in the season. You want to come on Friday night when it's going to be a salute to the veterans? We honor veterans Friday night on opening night or any time, 605-4567. We've got two tickets here.
Carl, I would like to mention that we have an anonymous donor, actually two anonymous donors, who purchased over 20 season passes.
Wow.
And they direct us to provide them into the community. And 10 of those passes every year go out to the veterans' home.
That's right.
And those guys love it. They love it. They come out.
And they drive them in there.
Yeah, they bring
them
in that little van. These guys love it. They have their cold beer and their hot dog, and they're good to go. You know, they love it. They're good to go.
Hey, I get my cold beer and my hot dog. I'm ready to go. Of course, you know, some of those nights when it's still like in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You never bring enough ice for that snow cone machine, man. And frankly, you can't charge enough money for that. You know, she said, what would you like on that? And I go, anything.
Anything. Just give me the ice.
Just give me the ice. Here, I'm just going to put it down my shorts.
Well, I don't want to paint too bad of a picture down there because we do start our games in the shade. And anyone who's been around Reading more than 3 months or, you know, in the summertime knows that once the sun gets off of you, yeah, it's hot. But the sun's off you, and you can bear it. T-shirts, flip-flops, shorts, come on down. It's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, it really is. And it's not that hot because the shade comes up, and I'm kind of like watching Bob. Bill, you won the two tickets. Hey, look, if you know what, if you want another set of tickets, here's what you have to do. You have to call in, and you have to talk. You have to ask the general manager, the Colt 45s, a baseball question. If you want a set of tickets, I will give you a set of tickets to everybody that calls in and asks Rick Bassetti a question about our Colt 45s. Now,
ask me about our host family.
That's what we want to talk about right now is the host families. So if you want a set of tickets, you got to call in and ask Rick Bassetti a question about the Colt 45s. And you know what? Stop that. Come on and call. Call and ask him about what's going on this season. Okay, host families.
Host families. We look for someone to give them a room. They give them a bedroom. They don't have to cook for them. Just provide food. Make food available. You know, for the most part, that's lunch meats and bread and cereals. These kids, you know, they're 19, 20, 21 years old. They're down at the ballpark every night. They're usually taking care of themselves in the evening time. No one expects you to wait up at night. But most of our host families do come to a lot of the games. You receive season passes as a host family. If you have kids, they're also covered under that. You know, if you have kids and they want to go to our baseball camps, they go in at half price to our baseball camps if you're a host family. So we have three camps this year, one in June and two in July. And there's just a lot happening this year. Carl, we're going to be doing a concert down there on July 21st when the team's over on the coast playing the Crabs.
Uh-huh.
Not before a game. This is a standalone event. This is our major fundraiser for the year. And we're bringing in the band Six Wire from the TV show Nashville.
And by the way, Six Wire is a pro band.
Oh, they
Linda, you know, when she was entertaining and writing songs and working in Nashville, she knows some of the guys there. And these guys have gone on and they tour with some of the biggest names in the music world.
Well, they covered CMA Awards as the band, you know. So like the singers who are up for awards don't bring their bands, but these guys can play the music for them.
That's how good they are. This is what they do. The drummer was one of the
Lee Greenwood. He was the drummer, the bassist, and lead guitarist, Steve Mandel. They were the core of the old Lee Greenwood band.
And Linda opened for the Lee Greenwood.
Oh, really? Cool. Oh, yeah, several times.
And she knows several members of the band.
Well, there'll be a reunion then.
Well, we're looking forward to having them on the show.
And this.
But no, this is a great band. This isn't something that, Six Wire, who are that?
Right.
No. These guys are quality.
Well, and then plus we're also bringing in a couple guest singers with them. You know, we're going to bring in the original lead singer for Journey. Steve Ageri is going to come on and do a Journey set. All right? So you're going to get probably 30, 35 minutes of Journey, number one hits, that Steve Ageri was the lead singer. But he was the guy before Steve Perry.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then also John Elefante from Kansas. And he's going to come on and do Dust in the Wind, Wayward Son, Point of No Return. You're going to hear all these great Kansas hits, you know. So if you're a Kansas Journey fan, that's another reason to come. $40 general admission, $50 you want to sit on the field. Stage is going to be on second base. We'll have 1,000 seats set up on the infield, and then we have our 1,000 seats behind the the regular seating for the baseball
games. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We hope
everyone
will come.
Drinks and food?
Drinks. Not food, snack foods, you know, like you would. You know, we're not cooking anything on that night. There are special corporate VIP sponsorships available for $1,500. That gives you 10 tickets. You're invited to a pre-concert eat and greet. So you're going to eat with the band, meet the band. And it's an all-you-can-eat chicken, ribs, and tri-tip with all you can drink as well. And so then
in great seats.
And when the concert starts, the first five rows are yours. You're right there in front of the stage, center stage. And we've already sold, I think, about 11 or 12 of those.
And how much is that one?
That's $1,500. It's $150 a piece.
Okay.
But, you know, this is our seed money for we already sent off the first check to them, so, you know, this is our seed money.
No, you need to do that.
Yeah.
You need to do that. I think this is just the start of something that could be
really
great.
We're going to be selling concert T-shirts at every game, okay? And if you buy a concert T-shirt, if you buy a concert T-shirt and wear it to the concert, all your beers will be a dollar off, all right? I'm telling you that right now. So buy your T-shirt and then come to the concert.
Wow. This is great.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be great things happening.
Fun year.
Okay, let's circle back to the
host families.
To the host families.
Yeah.
Because we still need eight.
Eight. Yeah, and you still need eight. I mean, we've had a couple drop out. And there are understandable reasons. We kind of got spoiled here for the last 4 or 5 years. We had a surplus, and then this year it's just one of those things that happened. You know, people are working on their continuing education. We've had illnesses in family. And so all of those real life things that happened, and now we're kind of caught short. And so really, really do need – we do need eight more families. If you have kids, these players, you know, they're 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old guys. They follow the rules of the house. If they don't, you let me know. You're not getting anyone in trouble. We have an attitude adjustment. If that doesn't work, then we just send them home. And most of these kids are motivated not to be sent home. You know, they don't want their coaches and their parents going, why did they send you home?
Absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing, too, is that you need some, you know, they're not your personal slaves or anything
No.
But if there are things to be done out there, they're there to help.
Take out the garbage, help mow the lawn, you know, stuff like that.
Those kind of things that they can do
Mondays,
in the morning.
They have Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays off so they can help out.
They can
we have a lot of our host families that have developed long-term relationships with all their players. And we have now players that go back to their teams, and when their team is going to send someone out, they go, oh, you want to stay with so-and-so. You want to go. Reading's a great place. I mean, it's a wonderful time. Don't believe in that stuff about being too hot because there's Whiskey Town and Shasta, you know, and they know that stuff, the river. So, you know.
And you can float down this river, you know, you can practically float down.
Not on game day.
But if you, you know, I just floated down there the other day, but you could take a paddleboard.
Mm-hmm.
Or a two-person raft,
mm-hmm.
and go from the rodeo grounds and get out there right past River View Country Club.
Right,
that spot right there.
Yeah,
have a great time. Float down. The water's not rough. You can just paddle on down there.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of these kids that are like from the Midwest that come out here.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever been? You've been to the Midwest.
Yeah.
The water out in Midwest is brown and green.
Yeah.
They don't have. Water like ours where you can see. I have a couple of kids from Oklahoma going, golly, coach, we went out to Whiskey Town. You could see the bottom. You know, we jump into water, but we don't know where the bottom is, you know. Stuff like that. Families, again, they keep and develop long-term relationships. We have some kids that have come back for Christmas to stay with their host families. Host families that have gone out to the kids' colleges for their football seasons,
sure.
You know, and they go to football games with their baseball players, you know, stuff like that. Notre Dame. Comes to mind, one of the families have done that. So
you said the lead singer of Kansas. This is a question. He said, "When's a Kansas concert?" It's not a Kansas concert.
It's not a Kansas
but
concert.
But you do have the lead singer of Kansas,
right.
who will be doing a set.
John Elefante.
Yeah, he'll be doing a set.
He'll be doing a set. If you go to YouTube.
And when is this going to be?
July 21st. It's
July
a Friday
21st.
Night. If you go to YouTube and just search on Six Wire John Elefante, you'll see the set that he sang. I went down to the Bob Hope Classic, and they were the main entertainment for all of the sponsors for that. And there were not just those two guys. There was like five other singers there, too, doing their sets as well, you know, from Kim Carnes to Mike, what's the guy from REM? And he was there. He's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, Rimmler or something like that. Anyhow, so, you know, I watched all these, and I'm going, okay, who can we afford? Sarah Evans is $50,000 just for her. So we couldn't bring her in here. But anyhow, we're taking a chance. We're spending a lot of money. But I think that the people in Reading will have a fun evening on the green.
2,000 tickets.
Yeah. And we're calling it Rock the Concert. Rock the Tiger. Rock the Tiger. Because we're down at Tiger Field, right? So we're rocking
there
the Tiger.
Go.
We're rocking
Rock
the tiger.
Tiger.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good time.
It'll be a great time.
It will be a great time.
Be a great
and,
time.
And how much are tickets?
$40 general admission.
$40 general admission.
$50 on the field.
$50 on the field. And... And if you get a T-shirt earlier on, you get a dollar off each beer.
Every beer. Every beer that you can drink that night. It's only a two-hour concert.
Oh, look, honey. I saved $12.
Yeah.
I just paid for the shirt.
And we'll make sure that there's going to be a special slot out front for Uber.
Uber. That was going to say Uber or
we'll have
something.
We're going to keep a certain spot there, a pathway for the people can go ahead and get driven home.
Okay, so we got the former lead singer of Journey and the former lead singer of Kansas are going to be here on July the 21st. It's going to be out there at the baseball park. There's going to be seating for 1,000 on the infield and 1,000 in the stands.
If you go to our website, Carl, and our Facebook page, there's links to these performances too. So you can go and actually,
so you can see what you're going to get.
You can see what you're going to get. You can watch.
And I guarantee you, Six Wire, just by itself, people go to listen to Six Wire.
Go to YouTube. Search Six Wire The Beast. They have this one set. It's like 15 minutes long where they play, you know, the way they introduced it was, hey, you know when you hear those first six chords of a lead guitar on a song?
Uh-huh.
And you go, Doobie Brothers, whatever, right? He goes, they do that for 15 minutes. And they tell the people, when you hear your song, stand up and give us a big, we want to see what song's most popular.
Well,
and they're spot on when they play.
Journey, I wonder if he'll be singing Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, yeah.
Does he sing that?
Oh, yeah. I watched that.
That was after his time, I think, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
Because Steve Perry is – what's Steve Perry doing? Anybody know? Ever since he got replaced by a Filipino cover singer who just happens to sound just like him?
Right.
Wow. Because Perry retired. He said, that's enough. I'm stepping back. Okay. I'm here with – I enjoy these times with you, Rick.
Oh, thank you, Carl.
And let me tell you why. When you were the mayor, you were a straight shooter that way. And we're not talking about politics now. No, we could. about where in the hell are we?
Yeah.
But this – you envisioned something years ago. And when you stepped back from politics and you said, this is what I want to do. This is my dream. This is the way I envision this is going to work. And from literally scratch, you built this.
Well, and keep in mind, I got 14 great guys on my board of directors that helped a lot.
I understand all of that. But here's the thing is, if it had been a failure – nobody knows those 14 guys.
Right.
They know Rick Bassetti's name.
Right.
And your beautiful wife, Betty, who's out there all the time.
Yeah.
I've seen you before. I've seen you sweat through your shirt, dry out, and then sweat through it again during one game. And I'm like, I hope he's drinking enough water as I sit there sipping my beer. I wonder if I should go, he'll be okay. But you envisioned something, you built it, and you're expanding on it, and it's been a success. And so I admire anybody. I don't care if it's baseball or moving dirt or starting up a software company or what, that can envision what they want it to be and have the abilities to build it.
Well, you know, it's been fun. It's a labor of love.
Well,
it's a passion.
Yeah.
I mean, quite honestly, yesterday it was a long day. I got down to the ballpark at 6:30. And we went home at 10:30 last night. And during the course of the day, you know, we went out, we put down the vinyl seats, we cut aluminum planking, we bolted things together. I mowed the outfield and the infield. And the most peaceful time is when I'm mowing that lawn.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah. And I put my music in, I put my 80s in, you know, when I'm sitting there riding my lawnmower, cutting my lines, making that grass look nice. And then working the dirt. I got a new machine out there to work the dirt.
The vibrator.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we've already talked about that during the break. So,
you know, so anyway, it's just very peaceful. It's hard work. But last year, Carl, 34,000 fans. And they were, for the most part, happy. And
Good.
Yeah, that's good. 34,000. I mean, it's going to be hard for us to get to that again. You know, I mean, it really is. But and that's our goal. We're going to try to get there. Well, you're only talking 40 games. That's 850 paid attendance a night.
I think we can try hard for that one.
Well, here's one night.
You got a lot of special nights, too, though. Wait a minute. Let's take a break here so we can finish up. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. Another veteran-owned business. It's Doug Tooley, and he's got great deals for veterans. But here's the thing about B&T Satellite. They are local. They hire people locally. All the money stays here. Don't call the 800 number for DISH. Call 241-3474-241-DISH. You can start out with a $39.99 package, which will give you everything you need to watch, because how many channels do you need?
Right.
And this is like 40 channels. Then you can add 10 more on there for free. Yep, that's right, including your local channels. So you can watch the news if you choose to do that. All of this at B&T Satellite, 241-3474-241-DISH. We'll be right back with Rick Bassetti, General Manager of the Colt 45s.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil, Dathif, has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
That's the way baseball go, babe.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Baseball.
Cloudy. We're talking baseball here from 8 to 9 this morning with our friend, general manager.
I didn't know Merle did a baseball tune until I looked it up.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Here's something. We find these things for you, you know, so you can play them out there. Hey, Rick Bassetti's here with us, and we're having a great time. You know, one of the things that I get that you all don't get here is I get to listen to great baseball stories on the break. You know, from times he's in there and he talks about these things, Nolan Ryan and a guy named
Rico Cardi.
Rico Cardi, and Rico Cardi says, "Eh, Nolan, pitch like a man." Yeah. And then Nolan Ryan strikes him out with three fastballs 100 miles an hour. He goes,
telling him that they're coming.
Yeah, and he's telling him, here comes a fastball. But you said Tug McGraw.
Oh, Tug McGraw, yeah. In the playoffs, I think it was it must have been 80 when the Phillies first got into the playoffs in 81, 82, something like that, when they won the World Series. Anyway, Tug lost a game. He gave up a home run. He was like the reliever, right? And so after the game, the reporters come in, you know, they're like the vultures, right? They come around.
Now, this is Tim McGraw's dad.
His dad, right.
Right.
And so Tug's sitting there, and they go, "So, Tug, tell us, how do you feel?" Right? You gave up a home run to lose the game, right, and everything. How do you feel? And he says, "Well, I subscribe to the frozen snowball theory." And all these guys look around, and they go, "What? I subscribe to the frozen snowball theory. In about 3.5 billion years, when the Earth is nothing more than a frozen snowball spinning through the world, who's going to give a heck that Tug McGraw gave up a home run?" You know, he put it in perspective, right? And they're all there. They didn't know what to do. You know,
you know what? And this kind of goes back to young people today. Is it so serious with them? Do you see that? Because we talked about toughness.
I don't think serious is the right word.
We talked about toughness in the break.
Yeah.
You know, the rodeo cowboys aren't the same. They weren't raised the same
right.
as the older generations, where they lived on ranches and worked from dark to dark. And now they're coming out of, you know, rodeo schools where they learn how to ride a bull, but they can't ride a horse, and they've never been on a ranch, but they're very competent bull riders. I mean, you can't say anything about that.
So let me say
but they're
this
just not then, as Carl. Tough as the groups used to be.
Let me say this, and this isn't right or wrong,
right?
Good or bad.
Right.
When I grew up playing baseball, we played ball all summer long, sandlot everywhere. Most of the kids today play organized baseball and travel teams and this sort of thing.
You're wrong.
I didn't have my own glove until I mowed enough lawns where I could go down to Burt's Sporting Goods on E Street in Anderson and buy my own glove. Okay. Today, kids, their parents buy them $300 gloves. They're part of a travel team that costs $2,000 to be a member of. They drive them, you know, 300 miles on weekends to go play games. And so it's just different. It is different. And I understand what – I think all parents believe that they're doing the best that they are
yeah.
for the kids. And that's the way it is today, I guess. But, you know, my greatest memories are growing up in a little place down across from the mill there in Anderson called Verdeville. And we had three different sandlots there. They had the big kid sandlot, you had the middle kid, and you had the little kid. And there was nothing greater in the world to be one of the little kids or the middle kids getting called up to play at the big kid's field. And, you know, they're always looking for that right fielder or the second baseman or something like that. And those are great memories. And we would play ball from sun up to sundown, and there would always be 25, 30 kids out there vying for a position to play. And that doesn't happen anymore. That's a time that's gone by. Again, it's not good or bad or right or wrong. It's just different. It's the way it was then, you know. You didn't
yeah.
have Nintendo, and you didn't have Xboxes, and you didn't have the internet. You didn't have 80 bazillion TV channels to watch whatever
yeah.
is, you know, and that sort of thing. And so I think that's just the difference. And so I think from a point, some of the kids, they don't learn to work real hard. They learn how to work hard focused in a particular sport, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these kids that play basketball year-round, my kids swam year-round. You know, so it is different. I was one of those parents. I drove my kids everywhere to go swimming. You know, so it's just different. You know, I think in our generation, we grew up just doing it, and there wasn't anything special. But for you, if you know, for me, my career path was basically in our house, you left when you were 18.
Sure. You went off to school.
You went off to school or you joined the military. Yeah.
That's right.
Or if you're a girl, you got married.
and you talk about these young men that are riding bulls. I mean, that's a tough sport.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it takes courage and toughness, but it's different. And just like, you know, I was talking to the Marines about our Marines today.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, those guys are out there fighting. They're doing a great job. Yes, sir, they are. And people ask me, what's changed in the Marine Corps because you were in for a long time? And I said, well, you know, your basic, you know, uniforms and your weapon systems, all the mm-hmm. weapon systems changed. And I said, but Marines have pretty much stayed the same. And I had these young Marines in front of me,
mm-hmm.
you know, staff sergeant, all the combat veterans. And I go, well, sir, that's true, but we reflect society and society's changed. He says, a lot of our young men, women coming in, there's these wives. Well, why are we doing that? Instead of,
yes,
just
sir.
Do it, you know. And I said, yeah. and he said, it's noticeable. Some of them can't drive because they've never driven
a
driver's license,
right?
And so, but they're, you know, they're still out there doing the job, but
right.
And maybe this also too is the old Corps talking about the new Corps,
right? I mean, it's like the old school
yeah,
baseball,
the old Corps,
and the
you know, yeah,
baseball.
You should have been here in the old Corps, you know, that kind of thing. You know,
part
so,
of the main but, reason I'm not on the field managing anymore, Carl, is I had a really difficult time with work ethic and the toughness
yeah.
of kids. Because what separates ballplayers as you move up the ladder and you get to those last two or three levels to go, it becomes a mental toughness. When you think about playing 162 games in 191 days, and you have all – in baseball, you fail more than you succeed at every level. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You fail. And you better be learning from those failures so that you get to – get that little notch of success that, you know, you incrementally get up to where you get to go to the next level, because every level gets faster And that game clock that I was talking about earlier has to advance as well. And some people get to a point and they go, you know, that's just too much work. That's just too hard. I don't get it. I don't want to. And that's fine.
I don't want to work like that.
You know, that's fine. That's just the way it is. And so, you know, I have a hard time because when I was on the field, man, I was very intense. I mean, if anyone's watched me.
I've watched you coach before.
Yeah, and I get really intense. I have very high expectation levels on effort. And when I see lack of effort, that's what kind of moved me off the field because I just wasn't relating to the newer, younger generation. I can't be that laid back.
It's like that.
It is.
But it's, you know, and I hate to even use this one as an example, but
I'm wrong.
Yeah,
because I can't make that adjustment
because everybody else is like this. You either need to adjust or, like you did, take a step back. And run the operation and let somebody else on the field.
Right.
Of course, it seems to me Greg Cattery doesn't strike me especially as being a lovey kind of guy, but he must be able to.
He's more introspective.
Okay.
He's more introspective on it, and he has a better feel with the boys than I do.
Okay. Now, if you want to host one of these young men, and I tell you what, they're just splendid young men, you got to give Rick a call at
227-4443. That's my cell number.
4443.
We actually on the website, too, if you go to ReadingColt45s.com, there's a host family, you know, and it'll explain to you, too, what's expected and how we go about doing it. And there's a contact. Mandy Cortopassi is my host family coordinator. So if you know Mandy, give her a call or send us an email or whatever. I mean, we do need some homes between now and then before we get started.
Now, tomorrow we're going to have Bill
Wagner
in here talking about corporate nights
right.
and the great time we can have out there. And the game starts. It starts. Season starts this Friday. Rick, thanks a lot for being here with
us. Thank you, Carl. Really appreciate it. Big Bob, appreciate your work.
All right, everybody, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
And the news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. An 8-year-old girl is among those killed at a pop concert targeted by a suicide bomber in Manchester, England. Safi Roussos is the youngest of the 22 victims identified so far. Some youngsters who were at that concert, including Charlotte Campbell's daughter Olivia, still unaccounted for.
I'm heartbroken at the moment because I don't know where she is. I don't know if she's alive even yet.
She spoke with ITN Television in the UK. British Prime Minister Theresa May says that this attack stands out for its appalling, sickening cowardice.
This was among the worst terrorist incidents we have ever experienced in the United Kingdom.
British